Welcome to the Worshiping Musician Podcast. Manuel Rodriguez here with you today. The whole focus of this podcast is to equip, develop, and release confident worshipers. Pray this podcast will be a blessing to you and increase effectual worship unto our God, announcing God's presence. Hey, well, thank you for joining me here at the Worshiping Musician Podcast. So excited for this month of July. Look, listen, we got some special announcements and for you here at the end. But I want to talk to you a little bit, just for a little bit, pick up some of your time. You know, I appreciate you listening. If you like it, you know, share it with somebody. If you don't like it, share it with somebody else. That's just what I always say. But you know what? Manuel Rodriguez here, your host. And so there's a few things that are coming up that I really believe strongly that the Lord is awakening us to something exciting. And so stay tuned. I certainly just let you know on top of my head right now, I will be speaking at New Creation Church here in Salt Lake City on July 23rd. 10 a.m. So you're welcome to come. I believe God has a word for you. So come on out. I'm excited about that. And we also have the Worshiping Musician Summit, July 28 and 29. You can go to worshipingmusician.com and click on the events, and you will see where you could purchase your tickets, okay? Purchase and get the information on everything. You also see our, my itineraries. So a lot of things that are coming up. Prophetic Worship Summit is coming up. We're going to Shreveport, Louisiana, September. So pretty excited about that. Also, so, you know, God is moving. I believe God wants to heal some people. I really do believe that. I believe that a type of revive worship is when worship is not lacking. Come on. Because we have a tendency to talk what's negative, but I'm going to tell you something that's positive. Come on, somebody. But worship is often lacking power. So there are not many God encounters and manifestations of his power. Sometimes we need that old school Pentecostal preaching to stir ourselves up. Okay, so find your favorite preacher, okay, or teacher, to be able to stir up your gift. Come on, somebody. And then, you know, David said himself too that he stirred himself up, you know, in what the Lord has had for him. And so I believe that sometimes when we're program driven, it can be dangerous. It could be a scheme. It could be something that's more important than the purpose of God coming in, or the pursuit of God. You know what I mean? We tend to be legalism. Or we tend to be legal, I'm sorry, sets as a rule and policy that we want to enforce. We think that is first, you know, our programs and our agenda. And I'm not saying they're not good. I'm not saying programs are not good. But when program is not where, let's just say, where they list the fact that they want you to go after God. I like, you know, Pastor Jeremy the other day, he said, our emphasis here at the church is to worship. And I want to add to that is to worship God. Not to worship a star or a person or a personality, but it's to worship God. Somebody say worship God. And so I think I'm in front of an audience, but anyway. But God's presence is evident in the worship in almost every gathering. Worship that is empowered is that we know that people are getting saved, getting baptized, getting filled. The elders are coming up praying for the sick. Elders are also coming up praying for people to speak in tongues, to receive the Holy Spirit. Come on, somebody. To heal and to deliver and to deliver. And deliverances are happening. God is encountered in the power of his presence. And so we need to have a praise-filled worship type that we're hungry to pursue God in worship, not in just songs. I think songs are good, but I think we put a lot of emphasis on the songs and we don't put an emphasis on God first. Let it be God first and then the song. And then you say, well, yeah, but we got to practice. You do, You have to have the technical aspects. And guys, musicians, I'm talking to musicians, singers, you know, yes, be prepared, get ready. But when you go into rehearsal, be sure that you're ready with what God's given you, that it lines up with your spirit, that you're after God, that you're hungry after God. In other words, there's a passion to get past the music and into the presence of God. Past the music and get into the presence of God. You see, when we're hungry for more of God, we do whatever is required to find Him. Are you doing that? Are you moving tables, moving people, telling them, hey, give me some room here, dog. I need some room. I want to find God. Sometimes that's why I like to sit in the front or maybe in the back or in the side, because it's just me. Just me and God. I'm going after the Lord. See, people leave the service before it's even over. Hello. Sometimes with an attitude that it's like, it's too long or it's too short or they didn't sing my favorite song. Oh, come on, somebody. So anyway, don't be mad at me. And so we lose the vision for worshiping God. There's a lack of purpose in our worship. You see, we all have a style. We all like our different styles. And I think that's good. But here's the truth about styles, is that God, on the other hand, is not concerned or a respecter of style. We are. We put style first in what we like, as opposed to what God likes. Now you might say, well, how do you know what God likes, man? I don't know. But I know that He likes what I give Him. Okay? If God puts it in my heart that it'll be, you know, something funky or jazz or R&B, and that's just the way it comes out, the style that it comes out, that's just the way it comes out. Don't judge me for it. Okay? I'm giving it to the Lord. Give it to the Lord, your praise and your worship, whatever it is that's in your heart. That sound is important. That sound that you have is important. I have a secret for you guys, okay? Pretty much done here. But I want to say something. I have a secret for you guys. My new book, The Practice of Silaim, is coming out this month. Well, I hope it is. But anyway, it's four chapters. But here, and this one chapter I'm going to share with you, it's called The Sound. Your inner attitude will make your outward actions more like worship. This is Justin Cornwell. See, prophetic minstrels are keepers of God's sound. In other words, our conduct, conversation, our walk, our music, our lifestyle of worship is to Him and for Him. This is what I said. It's to Him and for Him. You see, the Old Testament musicians prophesied according to the direction of others, like King David. Today, though, the Holy Spirit provides that direction for us. Vivian Hibbert said this, the anointing on someone sounds like a sound inside a sound. That, oh man, that's so good. The anointing on someone sounds like a sound inside a sound. Okay, so the sound here, the anointing allows people to see and to hear more of Christ through our art, ministry, and life. See, sound is very important because it brings and it causes movement, right? It's like, okay, if you hear a bomb go off, I hate to say that, but it's happening in our world right now, or shooting, you hear a gunshot, that sound will cause you to move. Protection, looking for your loved ones, if they're there with you, or you're looking for others. And so what I'm saying is that that sound is very important because it brings and it causes movement. So when a minstrel has this sound that makes a sound like a sound inside a sound, that sound is the word of God that's in you. Christ is in you, the hope of glory. Okay? We are the symphony that God wants to have. Come on. That God wants to have on the earth. And here's the truth about all of that, is that God is faithful to perform what He said He will do. So anyway, the practice of Silaim. basically the sealing that what the revelation the Lord had given me was that the practice of sealing brings everything to the center, because Sila it's a mysterious word. It's a foreign concept to some of us. We seem to go past when we read Sila and not to wait to see what God wants us to receive. See, practicing the presence of God is required for us to be present in the moment and to be with Him. Let there be no distractions at all. Okay? Nothing. Don't be in a hurry, because when you see the Sila, it means to pause. It means to flow and take a while for God to do something. See, as God's anointed kingdom minstrels, musicians, allow for this additional direction so that we could seek to be used by God in a way that He desires it. See, He has a desire. He does. And He wants to do it a certain way. We have to just ask Him for it. Anyway, I'm going more than what I thought I was gonna go through about my book. Excited, Dr. Bill Font Jr. Did a real nice forward on it. I appreciate that. Helped me with some editing. So I appreciate that a lot. I really do. But listen, God has something that He's going to do for you. So, hey, you know what? God bless you. Thank you. Love you. Stay tuned. God has more for you. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye.